Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kayser-Beach said, confirmed cases of dengue fever are now back to normal numbers, but the Ministry of Health will continue to monitor the situation. However, she said the ministry remains concerned about the increasing number of cases of leptospirosis.
So in relation to leptospirosis and dengue fever, we continue to be concerned, but we are not seeing numbers of dengue greater than you would expect during this time. But we are seeing persons who we suspect may be infected with the dengue fever virus, and we are continuing to test. We are also seeing persons with leptospirosis, and again, we are also continuing to test for that. So we remain concerned. We continue to ask persons to keep their surroundings clean, remove the overgrown bush, remove the containers which might collect water, no matter how small those containers might be, and properly cover those containers where you are storing water, because we continue to be at risk for increased numbers of both dengue fever and leptospirosis.
Dr. Kayser-Beach reminded persons of the measures to take to avoid contracting dengue, including wearing long sleeves and keeping their surroundings clean.
For dengue fever, we remind persons that besides keeping your surroundings clean, you need to also remember to wear long sleeves if you can, long pants if you can. At home, if you have a fever, headache, body aches, a rash, and you suspect it might be dengue fever, and even if you don't, you should probably call your healthcare provider and find out what they think. And if you find that it is dengue fever, or if you're told it might be dengue fever, remember we said last time that you can use the proper leaf tea, which is very good in terms of reducing some of the complications of dengue. You keep your fluids up, you take something for the fever and pain, which would be paracetamol or acetaminophen.
Dr. Kayser-Beach highlighted some of the symptoms of leptospirosis and advised persons experiencing these symptoms to consult with a healthcare provider.
You don't want to take anything with the NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen or Voltaren diclofenac. So you want to stay away from those and stick with the paracetamol, lots of fluids, rest, and the proper leaf tea is also good if it's dengue. Leptospirosis, you need to be seen by a healthcare provider, and you would need care. Leptospirosis, you might have body aches again, fever. You might have jaundice, so your eyes might get yellow, your hands and the lining of the mouth gets yellow, and you need to see a physician or doctor or nurse urgently, because leptospirosis cannot be managed at home. That's something that the person needs to be in hospital for management.
Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Simone Kayser-Beach. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.